What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, and what can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'll tell you, when God reaches down and touches you, your life will be different. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Amen. Sure is good to be a child of the King. Amen. Washed in the blood. On your way to heaven, Brother Davenport, come to my church, be my bodyguard. Amen. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Rejoice in the bad days. Rejoice in the good days. Rejoice in the days that God gives you. Just be glad you're saved, washed in the blood, and on your way to heaven. Amen. Amen. The Holy Bible must have been written by God and not of men. For no bad man would, if he could, set out to write a book that good. And no good man would write a book you couldn't believe and write a book you couldn't receive. So the Holy Bible must have been written by God and not of men. Amen. Good morning. It's great to be a chaplain at Hiles Anderson College. Bailey's Grove, y'all sang very well this morning. Were y'all at church when I preached down there for Brother Shook? Yes or no? Yeah. They don't know where they were. It's okay. You have a great church down there. I love your preacher. It's a great brother. Brother McFadden, so good to see you, sir. You got gray. I got old. It's good to see you, my brother. I promised I'll love you and miss you. And you made college easier for me. It's nice to see you. Brother Mike Heaton, it's good to see you, sir. Brother Mike Heaton got saved at Blue Knox, and I was working there almost 45 years ago. Still serving God. Amen. It validates our Savior and who we are and what we are and what we're trying to do. God's good. Brother Ray Young, I thank you for your kindness. Never to be taken for granted. I appreciate the motel room. Everything you've done while you've been my host, I appreciate it. Brother Douglas, thank you for your kindness. The opportunity to be here today. Again, young people, I promise you, I'm the least likeliest candidate to be at Chapel House Anderson College, but I'm really glad to be here. I'd like to help you today. As young people, young ladies, look at me. You're the finest young ladies in America. Amen. Marry well. Date and marry well. I haven't made very many good decisions in my life. I'm glad I got saved, but I married very, very well. I've been married 45 years, and I married my high school sweetheart, and she's been the finest preacher's wife. I was 16, she was 14. We got married a couple years later. Don't get ahead of me. I'll help you out. We've been married 45 years, and it's probably the greatest earthly decision I've ever made. Being saved is the greatest spiritual decision I've ever made, and everything else, by the grace of God, has worked out. Brother Davenport, so good to see you, sir, and God bless you. And Roger Avery, thank you for driving me and looking out for me and taking care of me. I got to tell you all this. I preach at a black church in my town a bunch. They love me. We get along very well. Brother Lonnie Stenson, pastor's there, and I preached for him, and I was preaching at Workers' Bank at Brother Ray, and they introduced me as a pistol-packing preacher. I got up to preach, reached in my pocket, pulled my pistol out, laid it on the pulpit. They're going to have a good offering here today. Amen. We have a security force at our church, and they all carry a gun with them on our front porch and in our parking lot, that our people may be able to worship in safety and have a good time while they're at church and know that everything is going to be all right while we're having church. God is so good. And you say all the time for me. This little boy went to church with his grandmother and grandfather. And his grandmama said to him, said, "Grandson, your grandpa keeps sleeping during church, and I'm going to give you 50 cents to keep your grandfather awake." He said, "Okay, grandma." They got to church, the preacher got to preaching, grandpa went right to sleep the whole service. snoring. They got in the car, and Grandma said, "Son, why didn't you keep your grandfather awake? He gave me a dollar to let him sleep, Mama." I want you to open your Bibles with me this morning. I'm gonna try and get us out in time. And any of y'all at church last night? Was church okay for you? Had a good time at the First Baptist Church. That's my home church and a great church. And I guess I could stay all day on all of that. Why don't you open your Bible, 2 Samuel 23. I'm looking forward to church ed. I'll tell you, better than I was yesterday. We'll have a good time, guys. Church ed can be hard, difficult, but it's necessary part of getting all you need to get for the cause of Christ. You'll get so much good information, you'll be glad you did down the road. 2 Samuel 23 at verse 8, the Bible says, "These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Techmanite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adonai the Ezonite. He lifted up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. And he arose and smote the Philistine with his hand and was weary. His hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil." Now, verse 11. "After him was Shammah, the son of Agee the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together, more than one, into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentil. And the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood," you can circle that little phrase right there, "but he stood," you can circle that little phrase for me, "in the midst of the ground," you can circle that little phrase for me, "and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory." Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, I come in the name of Jesus, the name above every name, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and I ask you to fill me with the mighty power of God once again this morning. I yield myself to you, my ears, my eyes, my lips of clay, my hands, my feet of clay. I pray, God, you'll reach down and do a very powerful work here in the lives of these young people, these young ladies. Lay your hand upon them and help them, Father. Those who are visiting, may they find a warm welcome, and may you meet with each one of us. I'd ask you, God, to meet us in the area of our greatest need. I thank you for the staff here at Hiles Anderson College, the men who work so hard and labor for the cause of Christ. I thank you for Dr. Wendell Evans, who spent his life serving the Hiles Anderson College and the great impact he made upon my life. I pray, God, you'll bless this chapel service. We'll give you honor and glory and praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says that Shammah and his friends, the Bible says, gathered there, and the Bible says the Philistines came upon them. Everybody watch me and follow me, and I'll try and do my best. I've got an outline. The college would be proud of me, but I probably won't get to a whole lot of it. But I'd really like to help you today. We're living in a world that needs some good godly people, godly young people, godly men, godly women that'll stand up for God. The Bible says Shammah got there in the midst of that piece of ground. I think that ground to Shammah, that little garden, was holy ground and precious ground. I'll tell you why. The Bible says that when the Philistines came upon them, everybody fled but him. And the Bible says he picked up his sword and he defended that ground. I would like to preach this morning, if you allow me, on "Let's Get Ready to Rumble." Amen. Let's get ready to rumble. The Bible said that Shammah and his brothers got there. You stand with me, brother. Y'all stand with me, guys. Come here, stand with me a minute. The Bible says they got together. And the Bible says that the Philistines, by the way, the enemy is always going to be after you. Always going to be on your back. Always going to be fighting you. They ain't never going to go nowhere. There's never a morning, a day in my life that I'm not fighting the enemy. Amen. And it's going to be a fight all the way to glory. And it's time somebody stood up and defended their ground. Amen. And took that place for the Lord Jesus Christ and defended it. Amen. The Bible says these men gathered up here in the field of lentils in that garden. And the Bible says, Shammah said, "Are you with me?" And he fled. "Are you with me?" And he fled. Take my picture, dude. No, I'm just kidding. Just sit down, man. And he fled. And he fled. And there stood Shammah all by himself. And he looked around and he said, "Though none go with me, still I will follow." Hallelujah. And Shammah looked around. He picked up his sword. He got his head out and said, "Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay. Amen. Amen. I'm going to say, number one, it was defended ground. He stood by himself, and he defended it with nobody with him. Though nobody stood with him, Shammah stood by himself fighting the good fight of faith. Hey, you know, one thing I've learned, it's a fight every day. Everywhere I go, everything I do, it's a battlefield. Trying to get folks saved. This morning, Roger and I were, I got Gladstone and a handkerchief somewhere. This morning, Roger and I were eating at the restaurant, at the motel. Little lady come down, I tie straight, all right? Got to be straight, got to be right, got a gig line, amen. Young folks, y'all stay with me just a minute. Somebody needs to get it down today that you're going to defend what you believe in. You're going to pick up your sword. You're going to stand by yourself. And by the grace of God, you're going to pray over it. You're going to love it. You're going to memorize it. And get hung up on it. And you're going to walk with God and let nothing change you. 65 years old. I'm the same thing I was when I sat right where you're sitting. I see you looking at me like that. I don't mind. I preach a lot on the street. I go to a lot of places. And I fight a lot of battles. But I tell you one thing I don't want to do. I don't want to compromise. I don't want to quit. I don't want to give up on what God has given to us in our lifetime. Amen. The very thing Dr. Jack Hiles fought for, lived for, and died for. The very thing when heaven believes, I want to do that when I die and God calls me home. Amen. Now I'd like for you today to say to yourself, I'm going to give me some ground and I'm going to defend it. Oh, look, Shammah just stood there. Looked around and said, as far as I go, right here. Drawing a line. Just right here. I back up a little bit. Now I move over a little bit. Now I go about doing good. And I'll be kind. But just as far as I'm going with what I'm doing right now, and if y'all don't like it, come get some of it. Amen. It'll cost your friends. It'll cost your family. It'll cost your preaching engagements. But by the grace of God, we'll decide what we know and what we believe and hang in there and defend that ground for the glory of God. Amen. I give you a very personal illustration, and I hope nobody gets offended. They do. I'm going home in a little while. Brother Ray, I was preaching with Dr. Tim Lee and Dr. Johnny Polk. We were at Faith Baptist Camp, Valdosta, Georgia. We went to supper that night. I sat down to eat spaghetti, toast, a couple hundred teenagers out there. I had about 20, 30 teenagers there. We were sitting there, all going ready to eat. Brother Tim Lee, who's a dear friend of mine, was sitting with us. Anybody know who Tim Lee is? Wow. Tim Lee lost both legs in Vietnam. Preacher's son. And about 16, he got rebellious. Ran from God. He said, I got tired of my daddy telling me what to do, so I joined the Marines. And while I think in Da Nang Valley, 1969, I stepped on a landmine, lost both his legs, put him in a wheelchair for life. When he woke up, Corporal Gore was holding him, and he said, I guess I'm done running from God now. And he was. He was in a wheelchair in Georgia where we were at. We sat down there, and Brother Johnny Pope and I know each other very well. We were in college here together. He was on staff 1979 in this brand new chapel. Brother Tim Lee looks at me, and he said, hey, Charlie, he said, you're one of Jack Hiles' boys. I said, you mean Dr. Hiles? He said, yeah, you know Jack Hiles, man. I said, no. Preacher, pastor, or Dr. Hiles? Ooh, it got quiet on me. He said, you know, get over all that worshiping mad stuff. Move your Bible for me a minute. I got up on the kitchen table. People everywhere. Long these honored halls of learning have been filled with joys and tears, and the blessed sacred memories will. And I sung the whole alma mater in a deathly quiet cafeteria and said, sir, you're a good man, but I love preacher. And I stepped down and I walked away. Well, I wouldn't have done that if you loved Dr. Hodge, you would. Got to church that night, Tim Lee's preaching. Brother, he wears his marine blue shirt. He rolled into the pulpit and he said, I'd like to offer an apology to Brother Talley. He said, I've been a Marine. I lost my legs for my country. I fought in wars. Been there and done that. But today in the cafeteria, I've never seen more loyalty in my whole life than Ron Talley had for Dr. Jack Iles. Young folks, it's high time that we quit trying to be like everybody else and stood and defended our ground by the grace of God. I'm going to defend my scriptures. I'm going to stay with the Bible. 1984, Brother Howes had a sermon entitled Elijah, the King James Bible. And I believe God wrote that book, and I'm going to stay with that book till God calls me home. I believe that book is, and I'm going to stay with that book. I'm going to stay with soul winning. I'm not going to give up on getting folks saved. I'm not going to have a country club. I'm going to have a church. We're going to have singing. It popped in my head. This church had a big program, Brother Douglas, and they said, who brings the most visitors? We get to pick out four hymns, and we'll take care of that in big church. A little old lady won the contest. He said, ma'am, come up and pick out your four hymns. She got up and she said, I'll take him, and I'll take him, and I'll take him, and I'll take him. Hey, y'all, hey, we ought to have church. Ought to have Sunday school and a bus ministry and a Bible and singing and preaching and praying and not give up and take our ground. We ought to take the ground that God has given us and say, by the grace of God, this is sacred, precious ground. And if I fight by myself, fight I will. But I'm going to defend my ground. Amen. I don't argue. I don't fight. I just take my ground and plow it for the glory of God. Amen. Will not be long. Both of my sisters died before they were 70. I'll be 66 on my next birthday. My mama died at 70, my daddy at 72. I'm quite sure that God will not let me live a long life, but if he does, I want to live my life serving God, soul winning, preaching, and praying, and loving, and caring, and going, and doing all I can do, taking care of my ground that God expects me to take care of. Stay separated. Woo! Walk right. Talk right, dress right, look right, and be different than the whole world. Amen. May God help us. Help us. Look, I'm a shirt and tie guy. I'm a suit. Obviously, I like to look nice. Oh, I like to look like a preacher. I like to look like a man of God. I don't want to be a celebrity. I don't want to look like a lawyer. I want to look like a man of God. I want to walk like a man of God. I want to talk like a man of God. I was at Six Flags, my teenagers, and I was in a softball shirt and a pair of jeans, and we were going to go ride the roller coasters. And there was a bench sitting there, and the Holy Ghost of God said, why don't you preach, Ron? I said, I don't want to preach here. He said, you said you would when I told you. I said, all right. So I got on that bench and started preaching by myself. Everybody separated. Gave me a big room around me. Some little black lady came over and stood beside me. Tugged on my pants. And she said, preach it, boy, preach it. And the longer I preached, the more she shouted, amen. Pretty soon she was doing more preaching than I was preaching. And we had church right there at Six Flags over Georgia. I will not be ashamed of my, I will defend the ground that God has called me to take care of. Young folks, I would say to you today, you ought to defend the ground, your Savior's ground. Johnny Pope says two kind of Christians. There's two kind of Christians. They're like skunks and yellow lions. He said, it's kind of barbed wire fence, Christianity, the kind where you can't straddle a line on. But you got to get up and get out and do something for God. Amen. Stand up for your Savior. Stand up for your scripture. Stand up for your soul winning. Stand up for separation. Stand up for serving. And do something for God. Amen. Yeah. Only way number two is defended ground. Sometimes you have to say, look, I'm not backing up. I believe God wrote that Bible. I believe in soul winning. I believe in marriage, one man, one woman. I don't believe in abortion. And take your stand for the cause of Christ. And don't let nobody change you. You're in the greatest place in the whole world to get an education for the glory of God. a tremendous crowd. Can I just do something? Can I? I don't know when's the last time I had more enjoyment preaching and been greeted any better with more zeal than I have at Hiles Anderson College. You have some of the, hey, let's give God a hand, amen, right now. It's great to be in church. I want you to know what you got going. What you got going, what God is doing, is a wonderful, great, and a marvelous thing, and we ought not get used to it. Amen. We ought to thank God for it and shout all the way to glory. I preach everywhere and all the time, and I never find anybody like this right here. It's easy to preach here. Not always easy to take your stand. Defend your ground. I'll guarantee you. Matter of fact, I've been getting texts from around the country from other preachers. But the reality, nobody I was coming to preach. I was afraid you might counsel on me and I'd be embarrassed. I also knew that about half the folks I run with wouldn't be happy. I don't run with them. I don't run with nobody but me and Roger. Amen. I run with Jesus. I run with the Bible. I run with good song books. We have pews at my church. We have song books. And we have some screens for missionaries and so forth. But we have a song director and a song book and a King James Bible and a pew, and we have church. We have water in that baptistry, and we have robes and clean towels. We try to baptize every service, every Sunday. But I've been getting texts from all over the country. I guess y'all posted something or somebody did. But all over the country of, hey, I see you at the college. I see you here. Hey. And a whole bunch of my church people watched online last night when I preached at First Baptist. But I am not ashamed of what God's called me to do. I love it here. I love our church. I love your church. I love the college. And I thank God for it. You ought to defend this ground by the grace of God. S.M. Lockridge said, the problem with the men in America, we're backing up, we're cracking up, and we're shacking up. Amen. And may God help us to defend what he has given us and stand by it by the grace of God. Amen. Some good godly homes, some good godly men, some good godly women standing up for God, taking care of their ground. Hey, listen to me. One day you'll get married and God will give you a wife or a husband, some children. That's sacred ground. And you ought to take care of what God has given you. Amen. One day God will give you a chance to serve. And it'll be a church. That's sacred ground. You ought to take care of it. Amen. You ought to love Pastor Wilkerson. You ought to put up with no junk on Pastor Wilkerson. Love him and praise him. And bless, and God bless your preacher. Amen. You ought to defend what God's given you. Let me say very quickly here. This ground that Shammah had, he got ready to rumble. He just looked around and said, this precious ground. I don't know if his grandfather had planted it, but it was ground that he believed in. And he wasn't about to back up no further. And said, right here is where I'll stand and take my stand. Oh, sin number three, it's dangerous ground. When Peter got out of the boat, he may have drowned. You know what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said? If we die, we're still not bowing. We're going to the furnace. It's probably some of the most dangerous ground you'll ever get on. It's easy to be good God, good devil, hail the gangs, all hell, throwing hands and saying kumbaya. But some of you said, oh no, we ain't going there. And we're not doing that. We're getting haircuts. We're wearing modest clothes. We're going soul winning. Are you sure, preacher? Yeah, I'm sure. That's what we're going to do. Hey, young folks, young people, and visitors and staff. I am more encouraged today about what's happening at Hiles Anderson College and First Baptist Church than I've been in a long time. This is a great place. I asked Brother Young, I said, how in the world did you get them young folks to have that kind of a spirit and that kind of an attitude? And he said, spirit's great at the college. And it is. And you know what? Though we were all married, men. It's a lot like it was when I was a student. What do you think, Brother Bill? 40 years ago. I wish everybody in the room would say, you know what? I'm going to get some intestinal fortitude, some guts. and take my stand for God. You ladies, take care of yourself. You're wonderful. You young men, guard your testimony and live for God. For 40 years, they've been trying to put my fire out. And you know what it does? It just gets worse. I want to burn bright for the Lord Jesus Christ. A preacher called me and said, Brother Talley, said, they tell me all I got to do is drive down the Eastern Seaboard, down 95, and look over to Richmond. I see this bright light. That's your church shining for the glory of God. I would like everybody in the room to decide today that you're going to do something for God. You're going to take your place and take a stand for God. Not quit. Not compromise. And not give up the ghost. And know all that God would have you to do. God knows how bad. I want you to sing with me. And if God stirs you or touches you, I want you to come to the altar. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Hey, though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. You're great, thank you. You just stay as long as you want to stay. We'll go to church yet. Oh, God, help you defend the ground that God has given you. God, help you make good decisions. And allow the college to love you and help you and watch over you. You're in a great sacred place.